Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the Word. And you know that there is power in the Word of God. It's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. I have been with you every day this week. And I have learned something that I am not going to be coming to you on a daily basis anymore. I will be coming to you on Tuesdays for now, Tuesdays only. So look forward to hear from me on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. And I have not yet determined the time. I think that I'm going to stick with the 9 o'clock or the 10 o'clock hour, but check the program and you will be able to find out exactly when I will be coming to you live on Tuesday. But God is good and worthy to be praised. It is Friday. Today is Friday. And today I want to talk to you about a serious topic. It's kind of serious. I want to talk to you about the way back from abuse. And I'm going to just really try to not do a technical show on today. I want to get your calls. I want you to call in and talk to me about some of your experiences and how God has brought you out and what you have used to strengthen yourself, amen, as you have been released from abuse, amen, abusive relationships, self-abuse. We even have substance abuse. So I want to talk to you about all of those aspects of abuse and really how you are becoming an overcomer and how God has helped you to become more than a conqueror in this area. And I know that I have some things to share with you as far as my personal life is concerned. But today I just want to talk. I just want to talk, and I want you to talk with me, amen. I want you to talk to me. My number, the call-in number is 646-652-4832, 646-652-4832. And on the first couple of days that I was on, I didn't really know how to work the switchboard, but I have learned how to work the switchboard, and I now will be able to take your calls when your calls come in. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you on today. Now I'm looking at the switchboard, and I don't even see myself here. Amen. Let's see. What do we have to do? Okay. Praise God. There I am. Okay. I just want to make sure that everything was working properly. And I will be able to take your call and talk to you. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. And we magnify your name on today. Father God, I thank you for each and every person that will tune into the show on today, for each and every person that will listen to Power in the Word. I know that you have I have planned to talk about abuse, but Father, have your way. If there's anything else on the hearts of the listeners that they want to talk about and there's not something that they feel that I can impart to them, Lord, let them call in anyway, Father God, even if it is not pertaining to the topic. I'm just here to be used by you because your word says that a man's plans are formulated in his heart. But it is you who gives us the reply, amen, because we know that we can do nothing without you, Lord. So, Lord, bless this time that I'm on the air here at Blog Talk Radio, and I will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray, amen, and praise God. So what is going on, amen, hallelujah, what is going on? I don't necessarily have to stick to this topic, but I just want to start out with the amen. And if you are hurting, and you need prayer, then you can call in and I will pray with you. If you have a question, if you have been listening to me all week and you have a question about any of the shows this week, or if you have a question about your walk with God, then you can call in, and I will take your call. Basically, this show is for you on today. I scheduled this show earlier this week when I was scheduling the shows, because there is often sometimes we are moving forward with life, and what we don't realize is that some people are not happy, amen. Some people are going through, and I want to be able to say, look, I'm here for you. I'm here for you, whether it's success on your job, success in your relationships, whether you're hurting and you need healing from the Lord. Because there are some people, if the truth were to be told, they just need to be healed. Amen. They need to be prayed for. Amen. There are some people that need a touch from God. And that is why I'm here on today. I want to ensure that you get what you need from the Lord. Amen. The first thing that I have to say to you is that if you are in an abusive relationship right now, you are not stuck. And I want to clarify that, because I talked about relationships earlier on this week, and I talked about being in abusive relationships and not being stuck in those relationships. I have to clarify it, because verbal abuse and abuse by withholding affection, those two types of abuse, if you are married, do not justify divorce. Amen. You must do everything that you can to save your marriage. Go to counseling. And if your spouse refuses to go to counseling, then continue to pray and ask the Lord to release you from that abusive relationship. Amen. With marriage, the Bible tells us that there are only two ways out. The Bible says that if there is sexual immorality, if someone is out there having adulterous affairs and you are on the receiving end, if you are the spouse who is faithful and at home, if you are the one who is being cheated on, the Bible tells you that you can leave. Amen. But if someone is out there and they mess up one time and they come back and they are repentant, then it is up to you whether or not you want to forgive that person and move on. And I have a problem with adultery today. In today's world, I have a problem with adultery because people are dying. AIDS is very real. AIDS is very real out there, and people are dying from AIDS. More women than men are dying because someone decided that they want to go out there and mess around and and get the virus, amen, because they're having unprotected sex, and innocent people are dying. So it is not God's desire that any of us go out like that, amen. So if you are in a marriage and your husband or your wife is out there in adultery, then you can leave. I'm not telling you to leave, amen. I'm just saying that you are free to leave. And the Bible also says that if an unbeliever, if you are married to an unbeliever, and if that unbeliever decides that they don't want to be married to you anymore, then you are free to go if that unbeliever leaves you. Amen. So those are the two reasons that the Bible gives for divorce. But the problem with that, there's a problem with that. There's a very real problem with that. And the problem is that sometimes you're in a relationship with a crazy person, and that crazy person has decided that they're going to use your head as a punching bag. They have decided that they're going to be abusive, physically abusive. And it doesn't say anything about this in the Bible, but I'm saying it. I'm saying it. If someone is hitting you, if someone is beating you, and threatening to kill you, that you need to get away from that person. There are resources for you, amen. You can call, there's a website, I have it in my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, because in that book I talk about abuse, physical abuse, battery. But there is a number for you if you're being battered, and that is Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-7233. Get yourself some help. you do not have to take someone hitting you and beating you and kicking you and spitting on you and threatening to kill you. Get yourself some help. And the website is www.ndvh.org. Call somebody and get some help. Go to your church. Go to your pastor and tell your pastor what's going on. Ask for help. You are not stuck in that situation. Amen. Amen. And praise God. But there are different types of abuse. You know, there are many different types of abuse. Someone may be in a relationship where you are abusing yourself. Amen. Where you are abusing yourself. And how do you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, how does one abuse him or herself? Well, we can abuse ourselves by overindulging in alcohol and overindulging in drugs. That is self-abuse. Amen. And so many of us, we're, because of what we've been through in life, we self-medicate ourselves and we think we're making ourselves better, but we're really abusing ourselves and we're killing ourselves. It is never the answer to drown your sorrows in a bottle of booze or to go up in a cloud of smoke by smoking marijuana and sniffing cocaine or smoking crack or whatever it is that people are doing these days to medicate the pain. And also crack is whack. I already talked about that. And I know a lot of my listeners are not on crack. I know that. You may say, lady, you're crazy. We're on the computer listening to you on an internet show, but you never know what people are going through. And there's the sexual abuse, sexual self-abuse that can be committed by going out and sleeping with people without protection, amen, without having unprotected sex with strangers, amen, because these strangers are validating you and making you feel like you're somebody. I want to let you know you are already somebody in Christ, amen. God created you, and that means that you are wonderfully and fearfully made beautiful in God's sight. Amen. It is God who validates us, and we need to really tap into that, you know, tap into the fact that God loves you so much. God loves you so much that he gave his son to die for you. It was not his plan, not his will, that you go through an abusive lifestyle, self-abuse or being abused by others. It is God's, not God's plan that you have to suffer through anything. Amen. And I talk about all of this in my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, The Secret Pain. Amen. So many of us have secret pain that we don't know how to deal with. And God says, I have the answers. The Bible says, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest from your troubles. He wants to give you rest from those abusive relationships. How do we find ourselves in abusive relationships? A lot of the time is because we don't think enough of ourselves to get hooked up with the right people. So we have a pattern where we find ourselves in one bad relationship after another, and eventually we get into a relationship that's very hard to get out because the person is abusive and he has us in bondage. And sometimes he or she, because women are abusive as well, and sometimes that person will have you in so much bondage that you feel like a hostage and you feel like there's no escape, like you can't get out, like you can't get out. And I have been in an abusive relationship before where the man wanted to fight. And to me, that was common ground because I thought that's what love was all about. I thought that if he loved me, he would fight me. Amen. Until God opened my eyes to show me that that's not love. That's not real love. That's crazy love. That's crazy love. And I was in that type of crazy love where this man was validating me and making me feel beautiful and buying me stuff and giving me drugs and making, I called it making love, but giving me some good sex And I thought that that made me a woman. I thought that he loved me, and because of that, I was somebody. But what I didn't realize is that there were times when he wasn't nice. There were times when he would call me names. There were times when he would push me or grab me and wrestle with me to try to get me to do things his way, amen. Curse me out. He would curse me out. And I just got to a point one day where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I said, you know what? I don't want to live like this anymore. I would come home from work and open the drawer, and in the drawer would be everything that I needed to drown my sorrows or to chase my sorrows away. And this man provided that stuff for me. But don't you know that there is no provider like the Lord? The Lord will provide for you the healing power to loose you from anything that hinders you, from anything that is hurting you. He will heal that pain, those hurtful areas. And it was God, I said, that I got to a point. But I know that even though I was not walking with God, even though I was not what I would consider to be saved, amen, God had a plan for me even then in the midst of my mess. Even in the midst of your mess, God has a plan, a marvelous plan for you. And God had a plan. And I'm just so glad that God did have a plan and that I didn't have to go out like that, that he had a better plan for me. So God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. And I just want you to be reminded on today that he'll love you like nobody can love you. God will love you like nobody can love you. You don't need to be affirmed from any man or any person. God validates you. In the book of Psalms, David says, Lord, I praise you because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. I stand in awe at the work of your hands. And that's me today. That's me on today. I stand in awe at the work of God's hands. And I just want to remind you on today that you are somebody in Christ, that you are somebody to God. Even if you're not saved, you are somebody. God has a better plan for you, just like he had a better plan for me. And it wasn't for me to be miserable or unhappy. His plan was not for me to live my life broke, busted, and disgusted, or broken, busted, and disgusted, sick and tired of being sick and tired, looking for love in all of the wrong places. He put out the call for me to come to him. He sent some people to tell me about him. Amen. And as a result, my whole life was changed. Amen. Praise God and hallelujah. But I want to hear your testimony. Call me and testify as to what God has done for you. My number is 646-652-4832. Amen. I want to hear from you. Let me hear what God is doing in your life, what God has done in your life, how God has brought you out, because your testimony is going to help somebody else. So I want to hear your testimony. I want to hear your testimony on today. Amen. Live talk radio is not easy. Amen. It is not easy because there are, you're talking, I'm talking, and I'm praying that someone's out there listening, and I want to hear from you so that I can get some feedback to know which direction I need to go with the show. I am doing this just out of a heart of love, you know, knowing that God brought me a long way. Like I said, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I didn't want to be in that relationship anymore. So what I did was I went ahead and got a restraining order against this man. I got a restraining order to keep him away from me. And that was the beginning of my life. Amen. That was when my life began to turn. Amen. I did not have a taste for the drugs anymore. And I was still drinking. I was still drinking, but I was on the path to finding God. So I went through different paths. I went through Buddhism and New Age religion and Eastern religions and Islam, I went seeking and searching for the face of God, and I found him, because the Bible says if we seek for him, we will find him. So I want you to know, to be encouraged on today, that the plan that God has for you is the plan, is better, way better, way better than the plan that anybody else has for you. And if you are in an abusive relationship, I pray that you get out. You're better than that. You're better than that. It's not your fault that you're being hit or beaten or abused. It's not your fault. It is not your fault. You have not failed. The person that you're with is failing to love you like you deserve to be loved. Amen. And those issues, those old issues, guilt and shame, they will hold you hostage. So what I have to say to you is forgive. Forgive the person who hurt you. I didn't talk about molestation on today. Molestation is another form of abuse. If you have been molested, it was not your fault. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the devil is telling you. It is not your fault. If you were a child and an adult touched you or an older child touched you, you did not deserve it, you did not ask for it, and you could not have stopped it. Amen. You were vulnerable as a child, and some adult should have been protecting you. So it is not your fault. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And then forgive the way back from shame, the way back from abuse. Go ahead and forgive the person who hurt you. Amen. If you were rejected or abandoned, go ahead and forgive the adult that dropped the ball on you. Go ahead and forgive that person. Forgive them. And you may say, well, Pastor Rebecca, you don't know what they did to me. And you're right. I don't know what they did. I know what I went through. I know that I was abused and molested and rejected and abandoned and neglected. I know that I went through some stuff in my life that caused me to react by going into alcohol and drugs and the wrong relationships. And I do know that the only thing that stopped me from going down that path to hell like I was the blood of Jesus. Amen. The only thing that stopped me was getting saved, salvation, receiving Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And you heard me say that I've been through a lot looking for answers in a lot of different religions, but it was only my relationship with God through Jesus Christ that gave me a semblance of victory, amen, that allowed me to see that there was light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what I'm saying to you. There is light at the end of the tunnel. So I had to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then I had to receive the forgiveness of God for all of my sins, everything that I have done wrong, every dirty, nasty, stinking thing that I have done wrong, God forgave me for. And I'm just praising God for that. Hallelujah. I'm praising God that he doesn't hold us to our past. Amen. So I received the forgiveness from God. Then I had to forgive those people who hurt me. Forgive the people who molested me, who rejected me, who neglected me. To forgive the adults who dropped the ball on me. And one of the ways that I was able to do this is to realize that adults are people too. Parents are people too. Amen. Abusers are people too. And hurt people, hurting people, hurt people. Amen. Then I had to receive, I had to forgive the people who hurt me. Then I had to forgive myself. Amen. I had to forgive myself for the harm that I had done against myself. And that's what I was talking about earlier with the self-abuse. I had to forgive myself. And that's what you have to do. You have to forgive yourself and receive the forgiveness of God. Receive the forgiveness of God. It's available. It is available to you. Amen. And forgive yourself as you forgive others. Amen. And then I had to move forward. Amen. Move forward and stop looking back at the past and the people who had hurt me. So that's what I'm saying to you on today. Realize first that it is not your fault. If you have been abused, if you're being abused, the first thing that you have to do is realize that it's not your fault. And then you have to go ahead and forgive the people who have hurt you. Amen. Forgive those who have hurt you in the past. Amen. Receive the salvation from God. Receive the forgiveness from God for your sins. Amen. Forgive yourself. Amen. Forgive yourself. Receive the forgiveness from God and forgive yourself. Amen. If you are still in an abusive relationship, you have to move forward. Amen. Move forward and call those numbers that I gave you. I gave you some numbers. I'll give them to you again. But there's a hotline that you can call if you're in an abusive relationship. And that number is 1-800-799-7233. And the website is www.ndvh.org, the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And for rape, abuse, and incest, there's www.rain.org, and that's RAINN.org. And there's a sexual assault hotline, which is 24 hours and is confidential. 1-800-656-HOPE, H-O-P-E, amen. So you want to go ahead and call somebody if you're in trouble. And then move forward is the final thing. Move forward. Don't get stuck on yesterday. I mentioned on the last show that yesterday really did end last night. Amen. And today is a brand new day. I have 4 minutes before the end of this show, before the end of this week's show. If you have a burning testimony, if you have a question, if you need prayer, call me. It's 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. And if you listen to this during the archive, you can email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, or just click on the link there to email me, and they will make sure that email gets to me. Amen. Praise God. Again, I'm changing the time and I'm changing the format of the show. I will be coming on once a week starting on next Tuesday, and I will come on sometime during that day. Check the program. I will vary in my topics, so I won't be listing topics. What I want to do is let the Holy Spirit lead. Let God lead. Amen. So it will just be a general description of the show, Power in the Word, and you can listen in and call in. I want to hear from you. Call in. Put it on your agenda. Put it on your calendar and call to talk to me about anything pertaining to life. And God, anything pertaining to life. And God is all up in life, amen. So we can talk about anything. I don't care what you bring. I'm going to be able to converse with you regarding that particular subject, because sometimes we need to just get stuff off of our mind and off of our chest. So if you just want to get something off of your chest, you can do that. But for those who are being successful in your relationships, if you're not being abused, hallelujah, praise God. If you come out of abuse, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We need to be praising God for bringing us out, amen. And if you're in it, hallelujah, praise God, because you're coming out, amen, praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. I pray for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice, who is in an abusive relationship. I pray that you heal them right now in the name of Jesus and bring them out, Lord. victorious in the name of Jesus. For every person who's been molested, I pray, Father God, healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, heal every broken area, Father God. Renew their self-esteem, Lord. Let them know that they are somebody wonderfully and fearfully made, precious to behold, and that you love them. You really do love them so much that you sent your son Jesus to die so that they could have life and have life more abundantly, Lord. Lord, transform the individual, Lord, through your healing power, Lord, and give them hope for their tomorrows. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, that's it for today's show. Tune in anytime. Tune in on next Tuesday. Praise the Lord. Stop in and see us on Sunday morning here in New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I look to see you there. In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.